Can we have a further word of prayer?
我们再有一点的祷告。
Lord, we declare together we need you.
我们再一次宣告说我们需要你。
We commit our time to you.
我们把这段时间交在你的手中。
We pray, we earnestly pray that this afternoon we'll meet you in a new way.
我们迫切地向你求，今天下午我们能够再一次重新有新的认识对你。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你。
It is your delight to reveal your Son into our hearts.
你愿意将你的儿子启示在我们心中。
And create in us a right hunger for your beloved Son.
叫我们对你的爱子有一个真正的饥渴。
You have the word of eternal life.
你有永生之道。
You must do the speaking.
你在这里说话。
You have a work you want to accomplish.
你有一个功你要完成。
And only you can do and accomplish this work.
也只有你能够完成这功。
And we just leave ourselves at your mighty hand.
我们把我们自己交在你大能的手中。
Do what's necessary with each one of us.
请你在我们里面做你要做的功。
In the end, we want you to be glorified.
我们愿你得着荣耀。
In Christ's precious name we pray.
奉主宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. Okay. It's so good to be with you again this afternoon.
很高兴能够下午跟你们在一起。
Let's read those few verses of scripture, few portions of scripture we read last night.
我们再来读一读我们昨天读过的几节圣经。
And so it's Second Chronicle.
历代志下
16:16 verse 9
第九节历代志下十六章第九节
For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strongOn behalf of those whose hearts are loyal to him.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大，能帮助向他心存诚实的人。你这事行的愚昧，此后你必有征战的事。
Now, loyal to him in some translation, it says committed, totally committed to him.
这里说向他存诚实的心，就是完全的把自己交托在他的手中。
One with him.
与他合为一。
And let's turn to Jeremiah's.
我们再翻到耶利米书。
Chapter 9.
耶利米书第九章。
Verse 23.
第九章二十三节
and part of 24
也二十四节的上半
okay. Thus says the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, Let not the mighty man glory in his might, Nor let the rich man glory in his riches, But let him who glorifies glory in this, That he understands and knows me.
耶和华如此说：智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华。
This is a tremendous portion of scripture.
这实在是很重要的一段话。
This few verses, two verses, the Lord revealed to us what is important to Him.
这两节的圣经，神启示给我们，他心中觉得什么是重要的。
His heart's longing is for us to know Him fully and completely.
他的心是叫我们能够完全的、完满的认识他。
Because without Him, there's nothing.
因为离开了他。什么都没有。
And so our whole life, our calling is really a lifelong pursuit of who Christ is.
所以我们的呼召乃是我们一生去追求认识他是谁。
And let's turn to Jeremiah 3.
我们再分到 耶利米书23章。
The longing of God's heart.
渴慕神的心意。
And the longing of those who want to know God.
也是那样要渴慕得着那些愿意认识神的人。
For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord? Verse 18, Jeremiah 23, verse 18. For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived the heart of his, and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it?
有谁站在耶和华的会中得以听见并会悟他的话呢? 有谁留心听他的话呢?
And I want to read from that new translation I read last evening.
我愿意再读昨天那个新的翻译。
It's very plain language.
是非常直接的明白的话。
And we can grasp the significance a little bit easier and quicker.
可能我们能够比较容易抓到里面的意思。
But can you name even one of these prophets who knows the Lord well enough to hear what he is saying?
你能够找到有一个先知，他能够认识神到一个地步，明白他所说的吗？
God is looking, longing.
神一直在那里寻找。
For those who hear and understand what's in his heart.
寻找那些 听到又能够明白他心意的人。
Because the second half of this verse, the new translation put it this way, has ever one of them care enough to listen?
从来有一个人，他愿意留心听的话吗？
Care enough to listen.
就是愿意留心听他的话吗？
You know, when you have something important to say and we don't have a hearing ear, someone doesn't have an ear tuned to what you want to say, it's most frustrating.
当我们有话说，但是没有人愿意听，对我们来讲，这个是很忧郁的一件事。
Especially when you have something very important you want to share, and there's no one is receptive to what you're going to say.
特别是你有很重要的话要告诉他们，但是没有人愿意去接受。
And that's why this word hearing is a very important word in the whole Bible.
所以这句话说听。 在圣经里面是非常重要的。
And seven times in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3, he that hath an ear, let him hear. Seven times.
在启示录里面有七次说，凡有耳的就应当听。
And Brother Spock says, the book of Revelation is all about hearing the voice.
史柏克弟兄说，启示录特别是讲到我们听到他的声音。
So when John, on the Lord, said he heard a voice behind him.
当约翰在主日, 听到后面有声音说,
and he looked and turned and to look for that voice, to look at that voice.
他就去寻找, 去听那个声音。
And Brother Spock said, this is very unique.
史伯克弟兄说, 这是很独特的。
If you want to hear, if someone wants to say something to you, you listen.
如果有人对你说话, 你要听。
But John, he had a different attitude.
但是约翰有一个 不同的态度,
say, I want to see who is speaking to me.
我要看看是谁向我说话。
So it's not the words, but it's who's behind it.
不光光是那些的话, 而是谁在说。
Now I want to just share a few thoughts as I've been meditating these past few days.
在这几天我在一直默想这句话。
You know, we are really blessed.
我们实在是蒙恩的。
Because we are surrounded with brothers.
因为在我们周围有这么多的弟兄们,
they share what they share because they knew the Lord.
他们所交通是因为他们认识他们的主。
We are very privileged.
我们实在是非常的有这样的特权。
And so I just want to remind you, we need to treasure such ministry.
我们实在要宝贝有这样的执事。
Because those who we have the privilege to sit under their ministry, they heard the Lord. Therefore, they have something to speak to us.
因为我们听这些弟兄对我们讲道，因为他们实在认识主，他们听到主的话。
Now, every brother or gift given by God to the church.
神所给教会的这些弟兄们,
every one of them has their unique contribution.
每一位神的仆人都有他们独特的贡献。
So Brother Spock, he had his unique contribution.
所以史百克弟兄有他独特的那一份。
But however much he contributes, still a part.
但他不问他那一份有多大，但它只不过是一部分。
It's not the totality.
不是全部。
And the Lord needs all the gifts to build His church.
所以神需要所有的恩赐来建造他的教会。
And so we should not be, we should not in any way bias.
所以我们不能够有偏见。
Look up to one and overlook the other.
好像只是高举一位而轻视了另外一些。
As long as that measure is Christ, we have to treasure that measure.
主要他能够把基督的声量带出来，我们就要宝贝那一个部分。
So it's not how large a measure, how small a measure, it's the quantity, it's the quality of the measure that matters.
不是这个弟兄的恩赐有多大，而那个有小，我们是要看重他里面那个本质。
As they all minister Christ,
当他们一同在那里供应基督的时候，
we are all enriched by their ministry.
我们就因着他们的执事，我们得着丰富。
Now,I want to just go over a couple of things last evening I shared.
我要再重复一些我昨天讲的。
Some people were wondering what happened to Brother Nelson and Brother Lent after they left the organized Christianity. Just what, actually what they do.
因为有人就问，当那两位 Nelson 跟 Lent 弟兄离开了宗派以后，他们做什么呢？
Okay, and I told you Brother Nelson, he became a lawnmower salesperson.
我们知道这个 Nelson 弟兄就去卖这个剪草机。
And Brother Milton Lent, he went to New York, he worked as a mechanic.
这个 Milton Lent 就去修汽车。
So I share, it's not what you do, it's the value that matters to the Lord.
我说不在乎你的职业，而是你那个事实对于主是重要。
It's in your life, in what you do, is there value to the Lord? Is there anything the Lord considers as a value?
就是在你生命里面所做的，有什么事情是神看为有价值的？
And so, Brother Nelson, when he became a salesperson,
所以当 Nelson 弟兄成为一个推销员的时候，
He was in fellowship with us for many years.
跟我们在一起聚会了很多年。
Now,The gap between laity and clergy, now that's gone.
在那个时候就没有圣品人跟平信徒之分了。
So he was now just like one of us, a brothers.
他就是跟我们一样，就是大家都是弟兄。
And he served the Lord just as much with us, you know, no less with us.
他跟我们在一起服侍，并没有减少他的服侍。
But there's something different.
但有一点是不一样的。
We stand together as the Lord's testimony.
因为我们站在见证的里面。
We stand as God's one people.
我们在神面前是同一个见证。
So it's not just I preaching and you down there listen, but now we all grow together in the Lord.
不是我在这里讲，我们是一同在主面前成长。
And same, I'm sure you brother Milton Lent.
Milton Lent 弟兄也是这样。
Okay. Now this afternoon we're going to share on how we learn Christ.
今天下午我们要讲我们怎么样学基督。
The Lord said the most important thing that you can glory in is that you understand and you know me.
因为主说最重要的是你们能够认识我，也能够明白。
And so my prayer is that this few time we'll be together, we see something of the Lord in a greater measure than we have ever seen before.
我们愿意这几次的聚会能够叫我们看到基督的度量是那么大。
Now, as I shared last evening, Brother Sparks, his message, even whether spoken or written, they're very heavy.
我们都知道史伯克弟兄不论是他写的或者他讲的都是非常有分量。
It is hard, it's very difficult to get into the meat of it.
是并不容易抓到里面的肉。
And so, he knows it too.
他也知道。
Now this afternoon I'll take mostly from this book called The School of Christ.
这天下午我要讲的是在这本书在基督的学校里。
How we learn Christ.
我们怎么样学基督。
What is God's way for us to learn His beloved Son?
这是什么是神的方法叫我们能够认识他的爱子。
And I think we'll dwell on that as by the Lord's grace.
我们 愿你靠着主的恩典来学。
Now, at the preface of his book,
在这本书的序言里面
he said, what I have here in this book,
他说我在这里所有的这本书
there's a condition for reading this book,
说要读这本书呢有一些的条件
he said, it's for those who mean this with the Lord and will take pain to read it,
说是为了那些实在在主面前专心而且愿意受苦去学。
He said that's the condition.
这个是条件。
So you can take it and look in a casual way.
你不能够好像很随便的来读一读。
So he knows the heaviness of this of the book, the content of this book.
他知道这书里面的内容是多么有分量。
So he said this book is for those who really mean this is with the Lord.
他说这本书是在主面对那些在主面前真是专心有摆上的。
And take pain to read it.
而且呢愿意受苦来去读。
It is because it's costly.
因为要付代价的。
It demands much of you.
因为你要摆上的。
Then he gave us the advice.
然后他就给我们一些的建议。
He said, don't read too much at one sitting.
说不要一下子读很多。
He said, few pages is enough.
读两页就差不多了。
But he said, don't read without deep meditation.
但是读的时候要带着默想。
He said, don't read it without deep meditation.
所以你如果不默想，你就没有办法。
Okay, so I'll do what I can to share with you.
我愿意尽量的来跟你们讲。
Okay, so are you relaxed?
你们要放松一点啊。
Okay, don't let me my intenseness sort of you sort of feel but relax.
你们要放松一点。
Okay, sometimes we are so intense it's hard to absorb.
有的时候我们太紧张了，好像没有办法来接受。
All right. So let's read a couple of verses of scripture.
我们再来读两处的圣经。
Let's turn to Matthew 16.
我们来马太十六章。
Chapter 11, sorry.
Matthew
11,
对不起
sorry.
Matthew 11.
Okay. Now we're going to just pick a few fragments, few words from the few different verses.
我们就是在这里抽几段来读一下。
Okay. So those who are in English Bible, maybe you can easier to follow.
如果你读英文圣经呢，也可能比较容易一点点。
Okay. Let's begin with verse 27.
是十一章二十七节。
Okay.Now, this is the word of Lord Jesus.
这是主所说的话。
Okay. All things have been delivered to me by my Father.
一切所有的都是我父交付我的。
Now, that is a tremendous statement.
这是一个很大的一个宣告。
That is a powerful declaration.
这是一个大能的宣告。
A declaration of a fact.
这是一个事实。
Okay. All things...Have been delivered to me by my Father.
一切所有的都是我父交付我的。
It's something already done.
是已经完成了的。
Okay. And then verse 28.
第二十八节。
Now come to me.
说到我这里来。
Okay. All things been delivered to me and now come to me.
说一切所有的父已经交付给我了，现在你们要到我这里来。
And verse 29,
第二十九节
，Learn from me，
学我的样式。
You see the connection there？
你看到这个关系吗
？So in the school of Christ, how are we learning？
我们在基督的学校里面，我们学谁呢
？The Lord said, "Everything is in me."
他说，都在我这里。
Come to me，
到我这里来。
Learn me。
学我的样子。
Christ is the object of our education.
基督是我们学习的对象。
And then let's come to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们再来看以弗所书第四章。
Now, Ephesians chapter 4 is a chapter of the fullness of God and the fullness of Christ.
以弗所书第四章这一段是讲到神的丰满 与基督的丰满。
The riches and such riches of Christ.
是基督那测不透的丰满。
And all our spiritual blessings are in the heavenlies, all there for us.
哦，一切天上属灵的福气都给了我们。
And here in verse 20, chapter 4 of Ephesians 20.
四章第二十节。
Okay. Now, Brother Spark says, in Matthew 11, the Lord said, learn of me.
十八个弟兄说，马太十一章，你们要学我的样式。
Now he said, that was before the coming of the Holy Spirit.
这是在圣灵来以前。
But when Paul wrote Ephesians 4,
当保罗讲到以弗所四章的时候，
the Holy Spirit is already here with us.
那个时候圣灵已经降临了。
So all the work of the Holy Spirit is take what is in Christ and work it right into our hearts and our very being.
就是圣灵来了，把基督里面所有的坐在我们的里面。
Before was external.
之前是外面的。
But now it's all internal.
现在都在。
Before it's all objective.
从前是客观的。
But now it's all subjective and experience.
现在都是主观的，是经历。
And so in verse 20, Paul left off OF out. He said, we learn Christ.
所以二十节说，我们学了基督。
We are not learning about him, we learn him.
我们不是学那些关于他的事情，我们是学他。
Now that is the key to everything. So when the Holy Spirit comes, He's going to show us Christ.
当圣灵来的时候，他要把基督指示给我们。
And let's just take a look at John 16, just to get ourselves reinforced the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们再看看约翰第十六章，我们看看圣灵的工作。
Yeah. We'll begin with 13.
约翰十六章第十三节。
However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come.
只等到真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要将来的事告诉你。
Okay, now we'll pay attention to verse 14 and 15.
我们特别注意第14、15节。
Okay. He, the Holy Spirit, glorify me, he will glorify me, for he will take what is of mine, what is mine, and declare to you.
他说，他就是圣灵要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
Now in the English, you notice the connection. He will take what is mine. It's not what is of mine. What is mine and declare to you.
英文这里特别是说，他特别要将我给告诉你们。
That's right. That is very important. In verse 15,
第十五节，
All things that the Father has are mine.Therefore, I say that he will take of mine and declare to you.
他说，凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将授予我，就是我的，都告诉你。
That's right. Now you know this is a double mention here.
这里是一个双重的诉说。
Take what's mine, what is mine, and declare to you. There's twice mentioned.
这里你说把我的给你们重复啊，宣告两次。
And it shows the importance of it.
这里说到这个重要性。
And so we must pay close attention.
所以我们要特别留意。
Okay, now we'll come to this book on the school Christ.
我们要提到这个、okay. 在基督的学校这本书。
Now the first thing we have to recognize who is in this school Christ.
我们首先要来看。谁在基督的学校里面？
What qualifies one to be in this school Christ?
我们有什么有谁有资格啊进到基督的学校？
Now what is your understanding?
你们认为怎样？
Do you have the understanding, Brother Wang? Yes, yes. Brother Wang is he is in the school Christ.
王弟兄在基督的学校里面
yeah,
没有问题。
Yeah, that's right. And Brother Eric.
或者无弟兄啊。
Okay. But as far as for me, I don't think I'm qualified.
我呢，我想我不够资格。
What do you think? Who's qualified to be in the school Christ?
谁有资格在基督学校里面？
Everyone who is born from above.
每一个从上面生的。
The moment you are indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
那一刻你们有圣灵重生你们。
Immediately you enroll in the school Christ.
你就马上进入基督的学校。
It's not for exclusive few, it's for everyone.
这个不是一个只是给某一些人的，是给所有蒙恩得救的。
So don't disqualify yourself.
所以不要叫你觉得你自己不够资格。
Because by a new birth, God qualifies you to be in the school Christ.
因为你得了新的生命，神就给你资格进基督的学校。
That is an important fact we have to recognize.
这是一个非常重要的事实。
Now, but take that to heart.
你要心里记住
，As long you've been born from above, immediately you are enrolled in the school Christ.
只当你蒙恩重生的那一刻，你马上就进入了基督的学校。
Who enrolled you into the school Christ?
谁把你送到学校里面
？It's not you. He God enrolled you in the school.
不是你去入这个学校，是神把你放在学校里面。
You think about that.
你们要想一想。
So is he who qualifies you to be in the school Christ?
是他把这个资格给你。
So brothers and sisters, take heart.
要留心。
We are a very privileged people.
我们是有特权。
Very privileged people. So don't take this calling, lightly.
不要以为这个呼召为平常。
Okay. Now, the second thing I want to share.
第二点。
Is,When we are enrolled in the school of Christ, just what is the object of our lesson?
当我们进了基督的学校，我们学的是什么课程？
That's right. So that is also a very important key to get hold of.
这个是对于我们来讲是非常重要的一个钥匙。
First, once you've been born above, you are enrolled in the school of Christ.
首先，当你一重生，你就进入了这个学校。
By God's doing, you are put in Christ Jesus.
是神做成的，就把你放到基督耶稣里。
And you are in Christ to learn Christ.
你是在基督里面学基督。
Now, the second thing we have to be sure, what is the object that we are to learn? Of course, it's Christ.
第二点我们就是说，我们要学的对象是什么呢？是基督。
And so at the outset of the Lord's ministry, one important thing took place.
所以在神的工作学习的里面最重要的一点
Before the Lord's official public ministry
当主还没有公开做工之前
You remember he went to the river Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptist
你知道他在约旦河受施洗约翰的浸
Okay, and then heaven was rent Heaven opened and declared
你看到天开了在那里宣告
This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
Now you have to connect this open heaven declaring who Christ is and also River Jordan.
你要把这个上面的宣告说基督是谁跟约旦河这件事连在一起。
Because it was when he was about to be baptized by John the Baptist, heaven opened.
就是当他受施洗约翰的浸的时候那个时候天开了
And the heaven declared This is my beloved son In whom I'm well pleased
天就宣告说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的
Now brothers The one object Or the one lesson We are to learn in the school Christ Is Christ himself
我们在基督学校里面要学的这一个功课就是学基督
So heaven opens This is my beloved son He is the object of my education for you
天开了叫我们看见他是我们要学的对象。
When God showed his son, he said, that is my object for you, my gift for you, my gift to you.
神在那里说话他是你们要学的是我给你们的礼物。
So you had to discover what Boris Fox discovered. When God wants to do something, he tells you at the very beginning.
因为当神要做什么工作的时间他事先先告诉你。
You see? So that is very important.
这是非常重要的。
So the object of the lesson is to conform to know Christ and to conform to his beloved son.
因为这个对象这个课题乃是要给磨成他
他儿子爱子的形象。
And so heaven declares, he is my delight. He's the one who pleased me.
天在那里宣告, 他是我所喜悦的。
And those who are in him, I want all of you to be like, him.
那一些所有来到神面前的人, 神要我们都像他。
Okay, now what's the way for us to be like him?
那我们怎么能够像他呢?
What is the way for us to learn him?
我们有什么方法能够学基督呢?
River Jordan show us the way.
约旦河就告诉我们一条道路。
So to arrive at God's end for Christ to be formed in us, the way is the cross.
在那个目的叫基督能够成形在我们的里面，那条路。
And so he declared his beloved son as he entered into River Jordan.
他宣告说这是我的爱子，就是他进入约旦河的那一刻。
For us to be like him, to learn him, the way, his way is the way of the cross.
叫我们能够像他这条道路，他的道路是十字架的道路。
And brothers and sisters, for us to learn him, first he must allow us to see more of his son, beloved son.
我们要学他，首先我们要能够看见，更多的看见他的爱子。So
the Holy Spirit works twofold.
所以圣灵在这里做两层的工作。Okay.
First is to show us Christ.
首先他要叫我们看见基督。And
after that, he worked to conform us to Christ.
第二步，他做工叫我们给磨成神儿子的样子。To
learn Christ, first we must see Christ.
要学基督，首先我们要看见基督。Now
you know the River Jordan, that incident when the Lord went into baptism.
我们看到在约旦河的那一幅图画，当主
And the heaven declared, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
天上说, 这是我的爱子我所喜悦的。
And Paul interpreted in his own words.
保罗用他的话来解释,
As we find in Romans 8:29.
当我们看罗马书第8章29节的时候,
whom he foreknew, he has ordained to be conformed to the image of his son.
因为 他预先所知道的，就预先定下效法，就是磨成他儿子的模样。So
he first showed his son.
他首先要把他的儿子启示给我们。And
those who are in Christ, we are destined to be like him.
所以那些在基督里面的，我们就预先定下像他。And
therefore, the work of the Holy Spirit is to conform us to his image.
所以圣灵的工作乃是叫我们给磨成他的形象。Now
that is very important to know.
这是非常重要的。First, 首先,
who is in this school of Christ?
谁在这个基督的学校里呢?
Everybody who has been born from above, you are in the school of Christ.
每一个重生得救的人,
你都在基督的学校里面。Whether you know it, you don't know it, you are in the school of Christ.
不管你晓不晓得, 你已经在这学校里面。
Once you're in the school of Christ,
当你在学校里面,
you must see Christ in order to learn Christ.
你首先要知道他, 你看见他, 你才能够学习。
And so the work of the Holy Spirit is always show us Christ. And show us the way to conform to Christ. And that's the way of the cross.
所以圣灵的工作乃是把基督给我们看见, 也叫我们看到那条道路。
Now, let's go a bit further.
我们再进一步。
What are the marks of those who are in the school of Christ and those who are learning Christ?
那些在基督学校里面的和学基督的人的标志是什么?
Right. What is the trademark of the one who is truly in the school of Christ and who are learning Christ?
那些在基督学校里面也实在学基督的人的标志是什么?
The first mark.
头一个,
记号。 The first mark.
头一个记号
is recognition that the Holy Spirit is the only teacher, interpreter of who Christ is.
头一个要认识圣灵乃是唯一的叫我们能够认识与被解释解释基督的。
No one can teach you Christ apart from the Holy Spirit.
除了圣灵,
没有人能够把基督交给我们。
No one can interpret Christ apart from the Holy Spirit.
没有人能够解释基督，只有圣灵。
That is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Okay, so don't forget that. Now, what are the trademark of those who are under the instruction or the discipline or the government of the Holy Spirit?
那些接受圣灵的教导、管制的人的记号是什么呢？
Listen.
请听
There should be a continually and ever more occupying with Christ himself.
就是他们要一直不断地让基督充满在他们里面。
As you continue to occupy more and more Christ, you discover Christ become ever greater, greater and greater in your experience.
因为当你一直让基督在你里面占有的时候，你就发现你里面的基督就越来越多。
No one who's in the school of Christ is passive.
没有任何一个人在基督的学校里面是被动的。
Everybody is active.
每一个都是主动的。
Because Christ, the Holy Spirit is unfolding more and more Christ to you.
因为圣灵是一直要把基督在那里向你打开。
And also, the Holy Spirit, in you creating an appetite more for the Lord Jesus.
因为圣灵在你里面也给你一个对基督的胃口。
Because Christ is waiting for you to take hold of him.
因为基督在那里等着你们去得到他。
And you know, a lunchtime we talk about, last night I talked about creating a hunger or a desire.
昨天晚上我们说求神来给我们制造一个饥渴。
Now this sanctified hunger is not our own creation.
这一次的这个饥渴不是给创造的。
No, this sanctified hunger in our heart is not our own doing.
我们能够有饥渴呢，不是我们自己本来有
的。It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵做的。
That hunger must create in us by the Holy Spirit.
那一个饥渴是要圣灵在我们里面所创造的。
So this hunger created by the Holy Spirit is to bring us to Christ and more Christ.
因为这一个饥渴是把我们带到基督的面前，让我们更多的对着基督。
It's not our own hunger.
不是我们自己有的饥渴。
Yeah. Our own hunger, we want more teaching, we want more activities, or many other things, but we miss out the real person of the Lord Jesus.
我们所渴慕的是要得到更多的知识，得到更多的活动。真正的要得着基督，这个不是我们本来有的。
So, one thing we have to recognize, only Holy Spirit can create in us a true hunger for the Lord Jesus.
我们一定要认定，只有圣灵才在我们里面制造一个对基督真正的渴慕。
Okay, so this knowing is progressive.
所以这一个知道，这个认识是逐渐的。
And we find that in Apostle Paul's life.
我们在保罗的身上看到。
He was already a very successful apostle.
他本来是一个很成功的使徒。
He was called into third heaven.
他已经给提到三层天。
And he saw things that's not lawful for him to talk about.
他所讲的东西是他不能够对我们讲的。
So at the end of his life in Philippians, he said, I want to know him more.
所以在腓立比书，在他生命的末了，他说我认识基督。
So about the structure at the end of Paul's life.
所以斯派克蒂已经说在保罗生命的末了
He said he knows nothing compared to what he ought to know.
他觉得他所认识的是没有任何其他东西能够与他相比的。
Let me put it, he discovered what he knows compared to what he needs to know is nothing.
他就比对他现在所认识的跟他应该得到的实在还是很少。
That's right. So there's forever longing for him more and more of him.
所以他一直有更大的渴慕，要更多的得着基督。
Okay. Now there's another thing is very important to take note.
还有一点是非常重要的。
Okay. Now we are very easy to be, how can I put it? Spiritually, we are easy to be discouraged.
我们在属灵的路上很容易受到挫折。
And we easy for us to stand still.
我们很容易就是站在那里不要动。
And it's so easy for us to be discouraged.
我们很容易气馁。
And our brother said, the deliverance from being spiritually apathy, spiritually dead, stand still, is to be in the school of Christ ever pursuing him. That is our deliverance.
就是我们能够从我们在属灵的僵硬站着不动的这种光景里面给拯救出来呢，就是要进到基督的学校里面。
Because when you're pursuing him, there's no time for you to stand still.
因为当你在这里追求主的时候，你就没有时间站在那里不动了。
That's because you are on the one, you're the one who's always ongoing, more and more.
因为你一直在这里要向前。
And brothers, when we sit down and we say, we are, what more can we do? Then we're in danger.
如果我们坐在那里说我们还能够有什么事情要做呢？那我们就有危险
了。So the greatest danger for Christians is self-satisfied. So we have it now.And there's no more than at the end of us.
所以对我们来讲，当我们觉得哎呀，我们已经很满足了，我们没有什么要得着的了，那个我们就完了。
Now the other thing I want to help us is to pursue Christ. We must maintain an open heaven.
我们的弟兄又提到，要追求基督，我们要有一个敞开的天。
I mean, we are always before Him.
我们一直要活在他的跟前。
We are beholding Him.
我们要仰望他。
That is to be our life, in touch with the throne.
这是我们的生活，因为要摸到宝座。
In touch with Christ.
要摸到基督。
Because he's our life source.
因为他是我们生命的源头。
And he's our open heaven.
他是我们敞开的天。
And he said, what does it mean by open heaven?
那什么叫做敞开的天？
It is to see the true meaning of Christ as God sees it.
就实在看到神看到神所看见的
Open heaven bring us to the true meaning of who Christ is.
敞开的天是把我们带到我们所看见基督的真意。
As God means him to be for us.
是看到神不定义要我们看到的基督。
That's right. God's estimation of his son, not our estimation of his son.
是神要我们看到的，不是我们看到的。
Because Christ is his beloved son, in whom he is well pleased. That is the son.
因为这是基督是他的爱子，是我所喜悦的，是这样的一个爱子。
So we have to see that.
所以我们要有这样的看见。
Another thing.
还有一点。
Open heaven at once bring God's revelation of Christ into our spiritual door.
敞开的天把基督带到我们的跟前是成为我们认识主的那条路。
That's right. So open heaven means revelation is now within our doors. If we open, he's there waiting for us to know him.
一个敞开的天就是说主就在我们门口，我们一打开就碰遇到他。
He said, if you have the experience,
如果你就有这样的经历，
your libraries, your books, everything else become very secondary.
那你的图书馆你的署名的书对你来讲就是次要的。
Because you discover none of those resources can ever substitute the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为你就觉得这些的来源就不能够代替耶稣基督本身。
Those books may help explain to you, but those books cannot substitute who he is.
那些书能够帮助你去解释一下，但那些书不能够代替他自己。
But in the end, we must see him as he is.
那我们要看到他所是的。
Now that is what we are in the school of Christ, to learn Christ.
这就是我们在基督的学校里面要学基督。
And so we have to see that Holy Spirit is the only teacher, the interpreter of Christ.
所以我们要看到圣灵是唯一能够把基督解释给我们的。
And it is a way of progressively come into the good of it, and with Christ become bigger and bigger and greater in our lives.
所以圣灵也是从那个方法叫我们逐渐的让看到基督越来越清楚。
If he become greater and greater, and he draws more to himself, all the other things will disappear.
如果圣灵启示基督，叫基督在我们身上，叫我们觉得他越来越伟大的话，其他的东西就不再重要。
So there's no need to be worried about passivity because Christ is drawing us onward.
因为我们就不会再被动，因为是基督一直吸引我们到他跟前。
Yeah, all the passive things are behind us. Something positive lies ahead of us.
哦，所有这个被动的在我们后边。那个主动的在我们前面。
Now, those are the positive things we have to learn, see first.
这些是我们 要主动的去学习的。
Okay. Now first we see the positives, and now we have to see some of the negatives.
我们首先要看到这正面的，我们再要注意一下负面的东西。
Okay. Now to see him,
看见他
，trouble us.
那我们怎么办
？We are still. I'm still what I am.
我仍然是我这个样子。
You are still what you are.
你仍然是你。
And so the next lesson Paul Spock tells.
那史贝克弟兄告诉我们的第二个功课。
When we truly see who Christ is.
当我们真正的认识基督是谁的
话。There is one great discovery.
我们有一个大的发现。
He is utterly different from what we are.
他跟我们完全不一样。
He is the otherness.
他是另外一位。
That's right. He's the other person.
他是另一位。
We're completely unlike him.
我们完全不像他。
And that is the lesson the disciple had to learn first.
这些是门徒首先要学的。
And so the first lesson disciples learn is that they are other than what Christ really is.
我们跟基督完全不一样。
And so he said if you read through the gospel, you discover how different they are to How different they are from the Lord Jesus.
如果你读福音书，你就发现这些门徒跟主实在是太不像了。
Okay, we'll just give full example.
给一个很好的例子。
John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章。
Yeah, in the wedding of Canaan.
在迦南的婚宴。
Yeah, even the wine ran out.
酒用尽了。
Okay, so the mouth of the Lord Jesus kept to say they have no wine.
所以就耶稣的母亲说他们没有酒了。
Now, if you read carefully the answer of the Lord Jesus,
如果你读小心的读主的回答
，He say woman in a very affectionate way. He said, "You are thinking this way, but my thinking is different from yours."
这个意思是说你是这么想，其实我不是这样来想。
You are governed by what's there surrounding you.
你是给你周围这样的环境来证明你在这个环境的管理底下。
But my action, what I do is governed from above.
但是我所做的是天上指示我。
I can never do what you want me to do.
我不能够听你要我做什么就做什么。
I can only do what my father wants me to do.
我要做我父要我做的。
That is always the lesson that the disciple had to learn. He's other than what we are.
这个就是门徒一直要学的。他跟我们完全不一样。
Now you know the feeding on the 5,000.
你知道那个叫五千人吃饱。
Okay. Now what was the solution offered by the disciples?
那些门徒给主的解决问题的方法是
very very practical
是很实际的
very realistic
是很真的啊
yeah we are in the wilderness and there's no place to buy food send them away
我们在旷野没有地方买东西叫他们散开就好
了 yes it's very common sense
这是大家都想尝试嘛
that is the best solution
这是最简单的解决问题的方法
we have no money And send them away.
我们没有饼，我们没有钱，叫他们散开嘛。
And then Philip said, "If we have 200 denarii, what can we do?"
腓力说，如果我们有两百块钱，那怎么办呢
？That's right. But in the scripture, say, the Lord knew already what he was going to do.
那主其实已经知道他要做什么。
So they are thinking really in conflict with each other.
所以他们的思想完全是有冲突的。
Now there are many other incidences we can relate to.
还有很多的事情我们可以连上来讲。
And Brother Spock says,
史库伯弟兄说
Initially, they thought they knew him.
本来他们以为他们认识主。
At first, you know, they say, the gap is not that big.
他们一开始觉得他们当中的距离不是很远。
Okay, but as they live longer, that gap becomes what? Wider and wider.
但他们越跟他住在一起，他就觉得他们离主的距离越来越远。
They are totally unlike him.
因为他们完全不像。
They did not know him.
他们根本不认识他。
Because without the Spirit, they can never know him.
如果不是圣灵，他们永远不会认识他。
Now, you know, in John 14,
在约翰福音十四章里面
the Lord asked a very shocking question to Philip.
问一个很惊人的问题。
He said, I've been with you for so long, and yet you still don't know me.
说我跟你们那么久，你们还不认识我呀？
Now, Paul said, do you think it's possible to be a Christian for many, many, and still don't know the Lord Jesus?
你认为我做基督徒做了这么多年，我还不认识主耶稣吗？
Is it possible for many of us, we think we walk the Lord for many, and we still don't know him intimately?
哦，我们跟主跟随个主这么多年，我们还不是很亲密的认识他吗？
And he said, that is the first lesson the disciples had to learn. They have in themselves, they have no, absolutely no, any capability to be like him.
做基督的门徒头一个要学到的功课就是在他们里面没有任何的本事认识主。
And Paul says, God is waiting for us to come to our zero, then he will begin his work.
史柏克弟兄说，神在那里等我们到零的那个境界，他才开始做工。
We'll touch that on just a little bit.
我们等一下再来提。
Now the second thing.
第二点。
If God's standard is Christ,
如果神的标准是基督，
second thing we have to recognize,
这是第二点我们要认识到的。
It's totally impossible to arrive where God wants us to be by ourselves.
我们按照我们的本相，我们其实就能够达到神的标准。
He said we have to be despair of ourselves.
我们要把我们自己完全的放下。
We have to give up hope of ourselves.
我们要对自己先失望。
That we are not like him.
我们不像他。
But in ourselves, we'll never be like him.
我们永远都不能够像他。
Then the Holy Spirit will take over and do the work of conforming to his beloved son.
然后圣灵就开始做工，把我们磨成他的形象。
But God's work is very thorough.
神的工作是非常完全的。
He's very careful.
他是非常细心的。
He's very detailed.
他是非常的细致的。
He said, unless we are despair of ourselves, give up hope.
除非当我们完全对自己失望了。
He cannot be our hope.
不然的话他就不能够成为我们的盼望。
Unless we recognize our total inability and no possible way to be like him, then he can begin to do the work.
直到我们完全的承认我们没有可能像他，他才开始他的工作。
That is his work.
这是他的工作。
To bring us to nothing.
把我们带到一事零的一无所事的地步。
And so he can begin to do a new work with all of us.
然后他在我们身上才开始他新的工作。
But we need to recognize that.
我们要承认这一点。
You know, some of these principles are absolutely essential.
这些的原则是非常基础的。
We have to grasp these principles and apply them.
我们要抓住这些的原则，然后去运用它。
Okay, now, we can just jump a little bit.
我们或者是再跳一步。
Okay, the Holy Spirit in us is to make Jesus Christ Lord.
圣灵是让耶稣基督做主。
That's right.Now, you know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3, this says, no one can call Jesus Lord except by the one, by the Holy Spirit.
在哥林多前书那里说，没有人能够认耶稣是主，只要圣灵工作。
Okay, now, we have to be very careful.
我要很小心。
Saying and calling him Lord with our lips and making him Lord in our hearts are totally two different things.
我们口里称耶稣是主，跟我们心中让他做主是两回事。
It's two different things.
这是两回事。
And so Paul Spock shared with us very, very, in a very precise way.
所以史柏克弟兄很准确地跟我们分享。
The Lordship of Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督是主
require our total submission and our total...Submission and total, what's the other word? Let me find it.
Subjection.
Subjection, that's right. Thank you. Our total subjection and our total submission.
我们让耶稣基督做主是需要我们在神面前完全的顺服与服从。
Okay, that is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Now, if we don't see that, then he cannot be Lord.
不然的话他不能够做你的主。
Listen, Lordship,And our total submission and subjection is absolutely necessary.
神在我们身，主耶稣在我们身上做主，他的主权显出来是要需要我们完全的顺服与服从。
That is very important.
这是非常重要的。
And that's why the Holy Spirit is always bringing us to the place of submission and subjection to him.
所以圣灵一直把我们带到叫我们去服从。
No lordship if there is no subjection and submission.
如果你没有真完全的顺服与服从的话，那你就你身上就显不出基督的主权。
Okay. Now he helps to see, he say submission and subjection has been wrongly applied and wrongly used.
顺服跟服从，我们实在都运用错了。
He said these two words mean polluted spiritually.
而这两个名词，在属灵的意义上是给弄污浊了。
Actually, because we think of submission and subjection, you sort of you put somebody under.
你与一个顺服，服从就是把人，踩在下面。
That's why you degrade them, ignore them, oppress them.
就你压制他们，忽略他们，把他们降级。
But he says scripturally is not that all.
说圣经的原意不是这样。
And the original summation or subjection means you come alongside.
因为在原文的里面就是说你在他的旁边
You come alongside
就你跟着他
You are with me
你与他在一起
We are together
我们是在一起的
I'm in front of you You are just one step behind me
我在你前面你只是紧紧的后面跟着我
You are always by my side
你一直是在我旁边
And so he used a mathematical way he say Number one is a primary number
说一是首先的这个号码
that's right. And then the two comes along And three comes along And four comes along
然后二三紧紧地跟着他
Now but if you know this scripturally All these are connected
你知道在圣经里面这是一二三是连续的
He said the reason why two is behind one
为什么二是在一的后面呢
Because by being two You derive all the good from the one
因为你是做老二，是你从老大那里得到一切的好处。
So you are behind number one, because all that is of one is all yours.
所以你在一的后面，就是一的所有都是你的。
And so that is the picture of the church.
这个是教会的那个图画。
So we submit ourselves to Christ as head.
所以当我们顺服我们基督做我们的头
，and all that He is belongs to us.
他所有的都。属于我们
Versus, that is a tremendous thing to recognize.
这个是一个很大的看见。
And so he said, if I can be number one and receive all the good from number one, if I can be number two and derive all the good from number one, I'm more than willing to number two or three or four, if I can get all the ones I need to have.
他说如果我是老二我可以从老大那里接受他所有一切，我非常乐意的做老二。
And suppose this matter of submission and subjection is very necessary.
弟兄姊妹，这一个顺服与服从是非常必须的。
And that's why in Ephesians we had to learn to submit to each other.
所以以弗所书说我们要彼此顺服。
And the reason we mutually submit to each other, we derive all the good from the head.
因为我们能够。彼此的顺服，我们从头那里得到一切。
So that is very important.
这是非常重要的。
And so one of the lessons in the school of Christ is we learn to be in full complete subjection to Him as our head.
在基督的学校里面，我们要学完全的顺服与服从，他做我们的头。
So I think it was F.B. Meyer.
所以是迈尔弟兄说的。
He said,If he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all.
如果他不是我不是在一切事情是我的主，他根本就不是我的主。
That is God's heart for his people.
这是神对于他儿女的心意。
Now remember, subjection is our way to fullness.
服从是进入丰满的道路。
That is the only way. So thank God. So we have to learn that.
感谢神，这我们要学这个功课。
So, in the school of Christ, we learn to submit to Him.
在基督的学校里面，我们要学习顺服他。
As we submit, we derive all the good from Him.
当我们顺服的时候，我们就从他那里得着一切的好处。
Now, For the next few minutes, I want to share on the principle of God's work.
我现在要继续讲神做工的一些的原则。
And also the law of God's love.
而且是讲到神爱的律。
Okay, as we find in the Gospel of John.
是在约翰福音里面。
Now, there are many signs we find in the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音里面有很多神所行的神迹。
In every case,
在每一件事情上面
，It was when we come to an end, then God began to do His work.
那个原则都是当人到了尽头，神就开始他的工作。
He's waiting for to do the work, but we must come to a recognition we are utterly nothing. Then He takes over.
他在那里等待要做工，要等我们承认。我们不行了，我们到尽头了。
As long as we in ourselves we have a small ray of hope for ourselves, he stand back and he will not do anything.
只要我们对自己还有一点的盼望，我们自己能够搞定，他还是在那里等。
So he is not going to help us.
他不会帮助我们。
No, he is going to get all the glory because the work he do, he only can do, he alone will do.
因为他要得着一切的荣耀，因为他做的工只有他能够做。
Okay, now the first incident is John 2.
头一件事情是约翰福音第二章里面。
Okay, first thing, they have no wine.
头一件事说酒用尽了。
Okay, they have no wine.
他没有酒了。
Zero.
没有了。
No, no wine.
零了。
Okay. It was then the Lord stepped in.
然后主就进来。
Okay. Now, the second example we find in the Gospel of John.
约翰福音里面第二个例子。
Okay, is Nicodemus.
尼哥底母。
Nicodemus.
Nicodemus.
And the Lord is saying to him,
主对他说,
unless you are born from above, you cannot see or enter the kingdom of God.
如果你不是,你如果不重生,你就不能进神的,不能见神的国。
In fact, the Lord is saying, you have no life.
他不是说你没有生命。
He say you have no life.
他实在的意思就是说你没有生命。
The only life is really must come from above. You don't have it.
因为真的生命是从上面生的，你还没有。
You must born from above.
你需要从上面生。
Down here on earth you don't have it.
在地上没有的。
Has to come from above.
一定要从天上来。
And Brother Spock said, salvation is the entering of that life into our hearts.
史伯克弟兄说救恩乃是那一个生命进入我们里面。
Unless that life enters in, we have no hope in ourselves.
除非那个上面的生命进到我们里面，不然我们没有希望。
It is supernatural act of God.
这是神超然的作为。
It's not of man, not the will of man, but the act of God.
不是人做的，是神做的。
Okay, now the other example we find is in chapter 4 on Gospel John.
另外一个经历是在约翰第四章。
Okay, the Samaritan woman.
撒玛利亚妇人。
There's that quench, that thirst, that she can never satisfy.
她那个饥渴没有办法能够得到解饱足。
Now, the Lord said, if you know who's talking to you,
就是说如果你知道跟你说话的是谁
and the gift of God,
而且她所给你的
yeah, okay, let's look at that just more carefully.
我们来看一看、
yeah, chapter 4.
第四章。
Okay, chapter 4, verse 10.
第十节。
Yeah. If you know the gift of God, and who is he speaking to you, or says to you, give me a drink, and you will have asked him, and he will have given you living water.
第四章第十节，耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你活水。
Now this word gift.
这里说的恩赐。
Okay.The gift God gives is me.
神给的恩赐是主。
Now, when you receive a gift, it's something you never had it before.
当你得一个礼物是你本来没有的。
It's God's gift.
是神给的礼物。
You don't have it. Unless you give it, we don't have it.
除了神给我们我们不然没有。
And so this woman inside was so empty.
这个人他里面那么空。
And the Lord said, If you ask what I will give to you, and out of your belly will spring living water, you will never thirst.
他说，如果你向我要，我就给你在你腹中要流出活水来。
Now, then we come to chapter 5, the incident of the man crippled for 38 years.
那我们到了第五章，就看到那个38年的一个瘸腿的。
Okay. Now he was there 38 years.
他在那里38年。
We can put it this way.
我们可以这样说。
Even though he had hope that somehow he would be cured,
就算他有一个盼望，他可能得着医治。
But his hope was never realized.
但他的这个盼望呢，是不会实现的。
He had the hope, but hope was an empty hope.
但他有一个盼望，那个盼望是空的。
For 30 years, he hoped, but that hope was never realized.
38年他有这个盼望，这个盼望没有实现。
But when the Lord came into the picture,
当主进到这个图画里面
，instantaneously he was raised up，
马上他就站起来了。
Now he is very important for you to catch，
这是非常重要的，你要抓住。
But Sparks in this case，
史派克弟兄说，在这件事情上面
，is not a cure of a sick man， a cure
不是医治了一个病人。
It's not that before you cannot walk now because I give you medication so forth and now you walk。
不是叫你得着痊愈，你本来不能够走，我现在给你一点药吃，你现在可以起来走了。
So it's not a cure of a sick person.
这里不是叫一个病得医治。
Listen, but it's a remaking of a new man.
是重造一个人。
Because instantaneous he walked.
是马上这个人就走了。
Take up his bed and walk.
就拿起来的褥子起来行走。
So the Lord never want to cure a sick man.
神不是叫这里要医治一个病人。
He will create a new man.
他要创造一个新人。
So this catch me very, very deep. He's not, he did not cure an old man. He was the remaking of a new man.
这个是在抓住我的心。他不是在那个医治一个旧人，他是一个造一个新人。
Okay, and then let's quickly go to chapter 9 of John the Gospel.
约翰福音，马上我们看第九章。
Okay. Now the man that was born blind.
那个生下来就瞎眼的。
Okay. He never had sight before.
他从来没有看见过。
That's right. So it's not a restoring of the old sight.
不是恢复他的视力。
But it's the giving of a supernatural sight.
是给他一个超然的视力。
Because when his eyes were opened by the Lord, he saw everything for the very first time.
因为当神叫他看见的时候，他是第一次看见所有的东西。
It's not the restoring of the old sight.
不是恢复他的视力。
But it's give up a new sight to see new things.
而是给他一个新的视力去看新的东西。
But that is what God is doing.
这是神做的。
Now, when we come to 11th chapter of John,
约翰福音十一章的时候，
okay, it's very meaningful.
那非常有意义。
Okay, Boris Park says, Lazarus' death.
拉撒路的死。
He used the word embodiment. It's a summing up of all the other incidences in John.
是把约翰福音里面所有的东西都具体化。
Okay, so Lazarus' death is a type or is a representation the wine's no more. Wine ran dry.
因为拉撒路这个事情是代表了包括酒用尽了。
It's nothing's there now. And same thing, just for time's sake, Lazarus also is a type of the crippled man. Absolutely no hope.
拉撒路也在那里，是那个瘸腿的，没有希望的人的一个写照。
Okay, and also Lazarus was a type of the blind man. He could not see anything.
拉撒路也是那个瞎子，他什么都看不见了，在那里也说明了这件事情。
Lazarus is a summing up of all the other cases.
拉撒路是把所有的事情都总结起来。
And presenting in a totality so that we can have a better picture.
然后有一个完全的一个图画。
So in God's sight,
所以在神的眼前，
man in God's sight is not only dead, but it's rotten.
人在神的眼前不单只是死了，而且是发臭了。
And God cannot do anything until we admit we are dead and we are rotten. And then, He will do something with us.
神不能够在我们身上做工，直到我们死了，我们腐坏了，他才开始他的工作。
And that's why in John 11, he said, I'm the resurrection. and the life.
约翰福音十一章说，我是复活，我是生命。
Now this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Now brothers and sisters, this is the law of love.
这是爱的律。
He will not do anything until we come to an end of ourselves.
他不会开始他的工作，直到我们到了尽头。
Our zero ground is the only way for us to expand His power and His love.
只有当我们到零的基础上，我们他的爱才在我们身上能够显明出来。
Okay, and now the law that governs His love.
那个支配他爱的律。
Okay, let's look at John 11.
我们看约翰十一章。
So you follow me, we'll just touch a few passages.
我们稍微点几节。
Now, if you have your Bibles with you, let's look at 11, verse 11.
我们看约翰十一章第十一节。
That's right. We'll just pick a few words.
我们就是提几节。
Okay. The last half of that verse.
十一节后面一半。
I go that I may wake him up.
说我去叫醒他。
And in verse 12.
第十二节。
Then the disciples say, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well.
门徒说，主啊，他说睡了就必好了。
However, Jesus spoke of his death.
但是耶稣是指着他死说的。
But they thought,that he was speaking about taking a rest or sleep.
他们以为他是照常睡了。
Okay. Verse 17.
十七节。
And when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days.
耶稣到了就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。
Okay. When he came, he was in the tomb for 4 days.
当他耶稣到的时候，他在坟墓里面已经四天了。
And you remember how Matthew reacted when they were on their way to the tomb. Martha reacted when they were on their way to the tomb.
你记得马大他们到坟墓那里的反应。
Okay, verse 23.
第二十三节。
The Lord's word.
神的话。
Now you have to connect. Verse 17 say, He was in the tomb already, in the tomb for how many days?
要连十七节，他在坟墓里面已经四天了，连到二十三节。
Okay, verse 23.
二十三节
，Your brother will rise again.
耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。
Okay. And then we come to verse 39.
我们再到三十九节。
Okay. Now the Lord say,
耶稣说
，Take away the stone.
你们把石头挪开。
Okay. Now, what was Martha's reaction?
那马大的反应是什么呢？
Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is stench, for he has been dead 4 days.
那死人的姐姐马大对他说，主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为他死了已经四天了。
And verse 40.
第四十节。
Jesus said to her,
耶稣说，
Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you will see the glory of God?
我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？
The law of love is glory.
爱的律是荣耀。
His love was not governed by sentiment.
他的爱不是因着同情而不是情绪而支配的。
We our love is very sentimental.
我们的爱是情绪化。
Okay, now if you or somebody other than Lord Jesus, when you hear somebody is about to die, what would you do?
如果你不是主，你听到有人快死了，你怎么办？
You know, 911.
打911.
That's right, 911.
其他911.
Anything?911.
有什么事情发生了
911.
马上。
And there's no 911 with the Lord Jesus.
主那里没有911。
Because he's alive. His resurrection is alive.
因为他是生命。
他是复活。
His way until opportunity, his glory can be manifested.
他等了有机会，他的荣耀在那里彰显。
And Paul spoke, the only ground for him to manifest glory is resurrection.
他说，唯一叫他能够得着荣耀的是复活。
Okay, now here I want to just read a few thoughts, so you pay attention.
我在这里读、
yeah.
几句话。
Okay.This is one great lesson that you and I have to learn in the school of Christ.
这是你跟我在基督学校里面要学的大功课。
Now listen carefully.
请仔细的听。
God begins.
神开始。
For his glory at zero.
神为了他荣耀的开始是在零点。
That's right. God will take pain through the Holy Spirit.To make us to know that zero, what zero is.
神借着圣灵叫我们能够认识零是什么。
And conscious of our zero.
跟我们的零是对立的。
And to make us realize all is with him, all is in him.
叫我们能够知道一切都在他里面，也在他当中。
In the end,We had to see God is governing everything.
最末了我们又看到是神掌管一切。
In the end is glory.
最末了是荣耀。
That is the end for us in Christ Jesus, glory and fullness of glory.
是对于我们的终点乃是满足 完全的荣耀。
But to do that, we had to come to zero.
要达到那一点我们先要来到零点。
This is a lesson we have to learn.
这是我们要学的功课。
Because in God's work, we have no contribution.
因为在神的工作里面，我们没有任何的贡献。
That's right. If he can get the glory, he must do all the work by himself.
如果他要得着完全的荣耀，他要做完全的工作。
So he said, we have to settle this.
所以我们在这里要把这个事情解决。
We have to learn this lesson as well.
我们要把这个功课学好。
Negatively, he's other than what we are.
负面来讲
，he's other than what we are. We are totally unlike him.
我们是完全跟他不一样。
In us, there's absolute possibility for us to be like him.
在我们里面是没有可能像他的。
As when we come to zero.He began his real glorifying work in us.
当我们下到零点的时候，他开始他荣耀的工作。
All God wants to do is to manifest His Son.
神所要的是要彰显他的儿子。
He wants to manifest His glory.
他要彰显他儿子在荣耀里。
So everything that He's dealing with us with glory in view.
他在我们身上一切的对付是为着他的荣耀。
So finally, in John 13.
最后在约翰十三章里面
You remember there's one precious phrase he said, What I do for you now you don't know.
我现在做的你们不知道
But later you will know.
过后你们就会知道
Now what does that mean?
是什么意思
You're not going to know everything.
你们不会知道一切的事情
But if he knows everything, is that good enough for you?
如果你们就把事情都明白了，那够了吗
？Let me repeat it again.
我重复讲。
Okay. We want to know why.
我们一直想知道为什么。
Okay. And the more we try to ask why, we have no answer.
我们越问，我们就越找不到答案。
Because we don't know everything.
因为我们不知道。
Now, if we come to the conviction,
如果我们有这样的看见
，if we are so truly in His hand.
我们如果真正在他手中
If we are in a, truly in the school of Christ
如果我们真正在基督的学校里
If he knows everything
如果他知道一切
Can we rest in him?
我们能够在他里面安息吗
Can we find rest truly that he knows everything?
我们能够安息在他知道一切的里面吗
Things may not look good or right now
现在可能事情不太顺利。
The brothers and sisters, that's to you.
这是
to me.
对你跟我来说。
But with him,
但对他来讲
his end is glory.
他 那结局是荣耀。
But to us, to take us to that glory, He must take us through all these things necessary to get us there.
要把我们带进荣耀里面的是去的话，他要我们一定要经过这些事情。
So to get us to glory,
要把我们带进荣耀
，we have to say, my wine is gone.
我们要经历我的酒用尽。
That's the way to glory.
这个是进到荣耀的路。
I'm crippled, I can do nothing.
我瘸腿了，我什么都不能做。
Lord, you have to remake me a new man.
主啊，你要做成我成为一个新人。
I'm blind.
我是瞎眼的。
You have to give me sight.
你要给我看见。
But Lord Jesus, finally, I have to recognize I'm nothing but Lazarus.
最后，我们要看到，我们对主说：“主，我什么都不是，我是拉撒路。
”And Lord say, "Out of Lazarus, He said, I'll get my glory."
就是说，在拉撒路的身上，我要显出荣耀
，complete glory，
完全的荣耀
，from Lazarus，
在拉撒路的身上。
And our brother, that is our long, that's our way, that's us in the school of Christ.
这是我们的道路，这是基督的学校。
Forever to learn that we are nothing.
我们一直要学习，我们一无所事。
As we learn we are nothing, we discover He's everything.
当我们认识我们。一无所事的时候，我们就发现他才是一切。
So Boris Box says, "This the law of love."
史巴克弟兄说，这是爱的律。
Our end brings Him glory.
我们的结局带出他的荣耀。
Because He will not share His glory with anyone.
因为他不愿意。把他的荣耀跟别人分享。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Let me just conclude our time by saying a few words.
我结束之前要说这几句话。
Okay, sort of summarize what we share this afternoon.
总结一下下午所交通的。
At the outset of school Christ,
在基督的学校来说。
He first saw his beloved son.
他首先叫我们看见神的爱子。
He is for you. Learn him.
他是神给你的，学他。
And the way to learn him, to be like him, is the way of the cross.
要学他的方法乃是十字架。
The main thing in learning Christ is recognize Holy Spirit alone is a great teacher and interpreter of Christ.
这条路上你要认识圣灵是解释基督叫你认识基督的路。
Anyone who tells you Christ, interpret Christ to you, it will not be satisfactory.
任何人怎么样介绍基督解释基督这都不会是叫你得到满足的。
But when the Holy Spirit show you Christ, interpret Christ, you find rest, you find satisfaction.
当圣灵把基督指给你看，解释在你的里面，你就里面因着基督而得到满足。
That is the lesson we need to learn.
这是我们需要学的功课。
The other thing we need to learn to be subjection and submission to Him.
我们要顺服并且服从他。
If we come alongside Him, learn Him, all that He is.Can become ours.
我们跟在他的旁边学他，他的一切就成为我们的。
So I'm willing to be second.
我愿意做第二。
I want him to be first.
我让他做元首。
Because being second, I derive all the good from the first.
因为做第二，我就从头那里得到一切。
That is very important principle to see.
非常重要的原则。
And the other thing is God's work.Begins from zero.
另外一个原则，神的工作是从我们的零开始。
Because from zero.
是从零开始。
Because of that.
因着这个原因。
God will get all the glory.
神才能够得着一切的荣耀。
We human beings, we have absolutely no contribution to give.
我们人没有一点点的贡献。
So last time I shared one of the pitiful things about Christianity is we have not come to see God's verdict, God's estimation of the natural man.
因为我们做基督徒最可怜的是我们还没有看到神是怎么样宣判我们这些人的。
Because natural man has no value before him.
因为天然的人在神面前一点价值都没有。
And must be put away.
一定要除掉。
And when that old man is put away, new man comes in.
当旧人除掉，新人才出来。
Now I conclude by reading a few words from centrality and universality of the cross.
我在结束以前，我要从这本书《基督的中心性与宇宙性的》十字架的中心性与宇宙性这本书里面。
Okay. Just a short phrase.
很短的一句话。
Christ cannot come in until the old man goes out.
基督不能进来，直到旧人出去。
They go together.
这是一起的。
Christ cannot come in until the old man goes out.
基督不能进入，直到旧人出去。
Okay, it's not once for all. It's not once for all.
不是一次就解决了。
Listen, but this applies initially, beginning, and also progressively.
这是开始是这样，过程也是这样。
That is truly being in school Christ.
这个就是真正在基督学校里。
This small phrase I read very meant a lot to me.
这一句话对我非常重要。
Listen,
请听。
Christ cannot come in until the old man goes out.
基督不能够进来，直到旧人出去。
And this process applies initially and continuously until we meet him in glory.
这一个原则，这一个事实，开始是这样，直到我们一直进到荣耀里面的过程也是这样。
Right, take heart.
就怎么要留心
？Take heart.
要留心。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Because in the end, he'll fill all things with himself.
因为最末了，他自己充满一切。
So may the Lord bless our hearts.
求主恩待我们。
It's very difficult to share our brothers. Understanding of the law and the scripture.
Oh, 很不容易明白这些的话。
I will encourage you to get hold of some of his books and read together and meditate together.
我愿意鼓励你们拿一些他的书一起来读。
Because his ministry and also his life is indeed Christ-centered.
因为他的执事乃是以基督为中心的。
So at lunchtime, someone asked, "How come Brother Spot?" When he passed away, he said, don't republish my books and don't carry on my work.
中午有人问为什么当史伯格弟兄离开世界的时候，他说不要印我的书，不要继续我的执事呢？
Because he refused people to make him to be somebody when he wants to be nobody.
因为他不愿意人当他是一个人物，因为他自己在神命愿意成为愿意自己被忘记。
That's the spirit of Christ.
这是基督的灵。
To be nothing, but let him be everything.
在我无所求，一切都为了主。
So he said, don't carry on my work.
不要继续我的工作。
Don't carry, it's not my work.
不是我的工作。
But when I go, it stops.
我离开了就停了，停下来。
And that's why we had to plead with him and say, "It's not yours, it's the Lord's." So finally, they reluctantly allow us to reprint some of his books.
所以我们向他请求，我说这不是你的，是主的。所以最后他不太乐意的情况下，允许我们继续印他的书。
So he wants to see Christ. He doesn't want us to see him.
他叫我们看见基督，他不愿意我们看见他。
Now I believe when he went home to the Lord in 1971, it was a glorious entrance into glory.
我实在相信当他1971年离世的时候，他是在荣耀的里面进到天上。
It's not only up there witness his triumphant entry, but also down here on earth.
不单只在天上在那里他的凯旋，在地上也见证出来。
Now, this is what Brother Harry Foster told me personally.
这个是Harry Foster 个人告诉我的。
Harry Foster is one of the closest associates with Brother Sparks.
因为 Harry Foster 是史柏克弟兄最亲密的同工。
They were together for many years.
他们在一起许多年。
And he was in charge of Brother Sparks' memorial service.
因为他是主持 施麦克弟兄安息聚会的。
And he told me.
他告诉我。
He said Mrs. Spark came to the brothers and sisters.
和施麦克的姊妹到弟兄姊妹的当中。
He gave a very precise instruction. She gave a very precise instruction.
他很直接的告诉我们，要怎么做。
He said brothers and sisters.
和弟兄姊妹们。
No tears.
不要流眼泪啊。
No tears.
不要流眼泪。
Absolutely no tears.
绝对不许流眼泪。
By praise and thanksgiving.
感称颂感恩。
Now that's overcoming.
这是得胜。
And when they were in, when they were at the tomb site.
当他们在墓前的时候。
Yeah, so they want to entomb, entomb him.
在那里要埋葬他的时候。
And they all sang together great is thy faithfulness.
他们在那里说你的信实和广大。
Okay. Brother Harry Foster told me.
Foster 弟兄告诉我。
He said the rest of them, they sing sort of chokingly. The rest sort of choking as they sing.
那些人他们在那里很激动的来唱。
But he said, Mrs. Sparks.
但是史百克弟兄的妻子。
She sang the loudest.
她唱的声音最大。
She was the one who most rejoiced.
她在那里满了喜乐。
Because she knew that he had finished the race. He had run, he had kept the faith.
因为她知道她的丈夫已经打了美好的胜仗，守住了，守住的道。
So I think we end, we begin with glory, we have to also end with glory.
我们从荣耀开始，我们也要进到荣耀。
So I was really touched that Sister Spock sang the loudest. Great is thy faithfulness.
我实在很感谢主，史百克的妻子，她大声的唱，你信实好广大。
I want, if I were there, what would I do?
我在那里我会怎么样？
How would I respond?
我的反应是什么样?
Thank God.
感谢神。
It is something supernatural.
在这里有一个超然的生命。
And praise God.
感谢神。
And his life, I think we still yet to discover the treasure that's in her brother.
我们实在要去发现在这个弟兄身上的这些的宝藏。
And I trust this few times we together sort of just give you a little appetite.
我想这几次只是来提一提你们的胃口。
What I share is just the appetizer.
我跟你们交通的只不过是前点。
And now go for the real thing.
你们要进去。
Okay,
去抓这个真的东西。
Okay, now if you want to know where to get free books by Paul Spock, see about that area. There's a place in Tulsa, Oklahoma, you can get free books.
如果你们要得这个史百克弟兄的书免费的啊you know what to get?你去找这个哈姆尼。
That's right. Okay, now, on one,
已经订了一些书了。
But on one condition, make sure you read them.
但是有一个条件你要读啊。
Okay, and you read them in pain.
你要读得很痛苦。
But you'll gain much.
但是你要得到很多。
It's worth it.
是值得的。
Let's thank God for.
我们感谢神。
Father, we thank you for our time together.
父王，我们实在感谢你给我们这一段的时间。
We want you to create in our heart a hunger for yourself.
我们愿意你在我们里面制造对你的渴慕。
If the hunger is created by you, you will meet that hunger.
你制造这个渴慕在我们里面，你要满足这个渴慕。
Thank you. This is your work.
感谢神，这是你的作为。
May you do this work in all of us.
让你在我们每个人心上身中做这个工作。
To be all the praise and all the glory.
愿一切的荣耀归给你。
The end is Christ.
最末了还是基督。
It is you that matters.
你是一切。
Otherwise, everything will go.
不，其他的东西都要过去。
But you alone remain.
只有你是长存的。
And may we all go for the real thing.
让我们都去追求真实的。
Things that last.
持久的。
That will glorify you.
让你得荣耀。
Draw all of us.
吸引我们。
That we may all rise up and run after you.
叫我们都起来向着你来追求。
In your precious name we pray.
奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.